Good morning.
早上好。
Once again, Happy New Year.
好，再次祝大家新年快乐。
It appears that the title of this sermon may not be appropriate for the occasion that we are in.
好像我们今天讲到的题目跟我们的这个春节不是太搭配哈。
The sermon was prepared for December 1st.
我们这次讲到的信息呢是为12月1号那次的主日准备的。
And God in his sovereignty allowed the snow and the ice on that day.
在神的主权之下哈，那一天呢因为下冰雨，所以我们就取消了聚会。
So the sermon is moved to today.
所以那一次的信息呢我们就改到了今天。
But I believe that perhaps God may want to speak to somebody today.
但是我想可能神今天就要借着这个信息对我们中的一些人说话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Sovereign God, our Heavenly Father.
主宰万有的神，我们的天父。
You are the only true living God who rules all things.
唯有你是那一位掌管万有的永生神。
We confess our eyesight is often very dim and our faith is small.
我们承认我们的眼睛常常昏暗，我们的信心很小。
We do not see you for who you really are.
我们常常不能看到你真实的样子。
Our view of you is always too small.
我们常常把你看得太小。
Turn our hearts now to you.
求你把我们的心转向你。
Help us to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
帮助我们快快地听，慢慢地说。
Encourage our hearts today through your word.
用你的话来激励我们的心。
This morning, we also want to bring your church in China before you.
今天我们也把中国的教会带到你的面前。
I know your eyes are on your precious children in China.
我们知道你的眼目看顾你在中国你宝贵的儿女。
Give them joy in the midst of difficult persecution.
求你给他们在困难在逼迫当中有喜乐。
May the persecution does not weaken but instead strengthen them.
愿逼迫不减弱他们的信心反而更加坚固他们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I have titled my sermon today, God's Sovereignty and Our Suffering.
我们今天讲到的题目呢是神的主权和人的苦难。
First, we are going to briefly look into this big doctrine in the Bible.
首先呢我们要大概来看一下这个圣经当中很大的教义。
It is a doctrine of God's Sovereignty.
这个教义呢就是神的主权。
The sovereignty of God is a massive doctrine, and so in one sermon, we cannot talk about it in a way that is satisfactory to all of us.
神的主权呢，这是一个非常宏大的教义哈，宏大的题目，我们一次信息呢，很难把它讲得清楚。
So what I'd like to do is to talk about God's sovereignty briefly, and then talk about God's sovereignty and our suffering.
所以今天呢我想呢首先简要的来谈一下神的主权这个概念然后呢我们再谈神的主权跟人的苦难之间的关系
Now why do I want to talk about suffering and God's sovereignty?
我为什么会要讲人的苦难和神的主权呢
The reason is this
原因是这样的
We know that suffering is a normal part of this world
我们都知道苦难在现在的世界当中是一个很常见的现象。
In fact, the Bible teaches so much about suffering.
而实际上呢关于苦难圣经中有非常多的教导。
And God wants believers in Christ to be able to suffer and to suffer well.
神想让基督徒受苦受得有价值。
Meaning that when suffering comes, we are not surprised.
所以意思就是说呢，当苦难来临的时候，我们不会感到很吃惊。
And we are not asking, I'm a child of God, why am I suffering?
我们不会问说，我是神的孩子啊，我为什么会受苦呢？
Secondly, God wants to prepare us to suffer well, meaning to suffer with the proper biblical view so that we can endure suffering well.
第二点呢，神是想预备我们，让我们受苦受的有价值，让我们以正确的圣经立场来看待苦难，好让我们能够很好的去经历苦难。Now
about God's sovereignty, God says this in Isaiah 46:9-11, and we should read this together.
现在我们来看一下神的主权，我们一起来读一下这一段的经文，以赛亚书46章。 你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。我招至鸟从东方来。 招那成就我筹算的人从远方来，我已说出，也必成就；我已谋定，也必做成。Also,
let's read these two verses.
我们再来读诗篇和以弗所书这两节经文：耶和华在天上，在地下，在海中，在一切的深处，都随自己的意志而行。 我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。So
these verses tell us that God is the God who declares the end of the history, the end of the time from the beginning.
这些经文呢，告诉我们呢，神从最初的时候就宣告了历史的结局，时代的末了。
He also declares everything which happened between the beginning and the end.
神呢，同时也宣告了发生在起初到末了之间所有的一切事。God
says His counsel will for sure stand and His purpose will for sure be accomplished.
神说他的谋算必然立定，他的旨意必定成就。Recently,
I saw a sign in front of a church that says this.
最近呢，我在一个教堂的门口看到了这样的一个牌子。
There is a sign that says, "How big is your God?"
那个牌子上写的，你的神有多大？
Now, obviously, this is not a question as to that we can make God bigger or small.
很显然呢，这个问题不是说我们可以让神大，或者是让神小。
But it is a very important question to know in our heart.
但是呢，这个问题却是非常非常的重要，我们呢应该是了然于心的。This
God whom we believe, how big is He really?
真的，这位神，这位我们所信的神，他到底有多大呢？
Is your God ever frustrated by humans' action?
你的神会不会因为人的行为而感到沮丧？
Is His will ever thwarted by humans' choices?
他的旨意会不会因为人的选择而受到阻挠？
Is God ever frustrated by the turn of events in the world?
神呢，有没有因为世界上的变故而感到沮丧？
Is your God the God of the Bible?
你的神是圣经里的神吗？
So why is this question, how big is your God, important?
神有多大？这个问题为什么如此重要呢？
Because any knowledge of God, meaning the true or wrong knowledge of God, will affect our lives.
因为我们任何对神的认知，对他或对或错的这个认知，都会影响到我们的生活。It
will affect whether we get comfort or not in our lives.
它关系到我们在生活当中是否能够受到安慰。Whether
we get joy or we are lack of it.
我们是否拥有喜乐还是没有喜乐。
Whether we find encouragement or we do not have of it.
我们是有得到鼓励，还是我们没有受到鼓励？
The Bible tells us that this God whom we believe created us.
圣经告诉我们，我们所信的这位神是他创造了我们。
He created us and gave us the breath of life.
他创造了我们，赐给我们每一位气息。
And by His grace and infinite mercy, He saved us.
靠着他的恩典和他无限的怜悯，他拯救了我们。So
God created us, and we did not create Him.
所以是神创造了我们，而不是我们造了神。So
God is independent of us. We cannot make him bigger or smaller. In fact, it does not matter what we think of him. God and his nature do not change at all, not one iota.
实际上呢, 我们怎么看他并不重要, 神和神的本性永不改变, 丝毫不会改变。
God is independent of what we think of him.
神是不依赖于我们对他的看法而存在的。
For us believers, we completely rely on the word of God.
作为基督徒呢, 我们是完全的信靠神的话。
God has revealed himself to us through his word. God has given us a book, the Bible.
神把圣经这本书赐给我们。
And this is how he revealed to us.
这就是他启示我们的方式。
And without him revealing to us, our picture of him will always be wrong.
如果神不启示我们的话, 我们对他的认识会完全是错误的。
Even after God revealed us the Bible, our picture of him is never complete.
即使呢, 神透过圣经向我们启示他自己, 我们对神的认识呢, 永远不会是彻底的。
We cannot fully understand who God is.
我们没有办法完全地明白神的所事。
Because if we can understand him completely, then God will be smaller than us.
因为如果我们要是能完全地了解神的话呢, 神就是比我们更小的。
Now, how does God reveal himself to us?
那神如何启示他自己呢?
First, the Bible says that God revealed to us through the nature, through what God created.
首先呢, 圣经说, 神透过大自然, 透过他自己的创造启示我们。
Psalm 19:1-2 says, "The heaven declares the glory of God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. Day to day pour out speech, and night to night reveal knowledge."
诗篇的19篇1-2节说, 诸天诉说神的荣耀, 穹苍传扬他的手段, 这日到那日发出言语, 这夜到那夜传出知识。
And God also revealed himself through our conscience, that is in Romans 2.
在罗马书第二章呢, 还告诉我们说, 神透过我们的良心来启示他自己。
Now, these are the so-called general revelation of God.
这些呢, 就是所谓的普遍启示。
But God revealed himself in the special way through the word of God.
但是神呢, 还透过他的话来, 这种特别的方式来启示我们。
2 Timothy 3:16 says about all scriptures being breathed out by God.
在提摩太后书3章16-17节说, 圣经都是神所默示的。
So God also revealed himself in a special way through Jesus Christ while Jesus was on the earth.
神呢, 还透过一种特别的方式, 就是透过耶稣基督, 他来启示我们, 透过他在世的生活来启示。
And today also, from what we read about Christ in the Bible,
以及今天呢, 我们在圣经中读到的, 关于基督的记载, 来启示我们。
The Bible says that Christ revealed who God the Father is.
圣经说呢, 基督把父神显给我们看。
So our understanding of who God is will really affect the way we live our lives.
所以说我们对神的理解如何呢, 会极大地影响我们的生活。
Therefore, we must believe that God has revealed to us through the Bible.
我们必须相信神透过圣经向我们启示他自己。
The Bible is the only source that we have.
圣经是我们唯一认识神的来源。
Our commitment as Christians to the Word of God must be of the highest level.
我们基督徒对神的话语的委身度一定是非常非常高的。
And we must submit to what is revealed to us through the Bible.
我们必须降服于神透过圣经对我们的启示。
Now, there are parts in the Bible which are difficult to accept.
圣经中呢, 有一些内容呢, 是非常困难的, 让我们呢, 很不容易接受。
And when we read this difficult part, we must just shut our mouth and bow down in worship.
当我们读到难以理解的这些地方的时候呢, 我们应该闭上嘴巴, 俯身敬拜。
Because God is God and we are not.
因为神才是神。
And this is particularly true when it comes to the teaching about the sovereignty of God.
所以当我们谈到神的主权的教导的时候呢，更应该是这样。
What is the sovereignty of God?
什么是神的主权呢？
In Isaiah 46, which we have read, it says that God is completely sovereign over everything that happens in this universe, in the affairs of man and in your lives.
我们透过以赛亚书46章的经文呢，我们知道神呢完全掌握宇宙中所有的一切，在人类所有的事物当中，在你我的生命当中。
Again, in verse 10, God says that He declares the end from the beginning, from the ancient time.
在第十节经文说，我从起初指明末后的事。
And God said that my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purposes.
所以神说，我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Verse 11 says that I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I purpose it, and I will do it.
第十一节也说，我已说出。也必成就，我已谋定，也必做成。
The Westminster Confession of Faith gives us a very good summary, according to the Bible, of what God's sovereignty is.
关于圣经对于神的主权的定义呢？韦斯敏斯特信仰告白给了我们一个很好的总结。
The sovereignty of God is stated as follows.
神的主权的定义呢，如下。
And you can read that. I'm going to show you in Chinese as well. Okay, you can take a picture if you like to. Okay.
可以看一下这个英文哈。等一下看中文的时候呢，欢迎大家拍一张照片。
God from all eternity did by the most wise and holy counsel of His own will, freely and unchangeably ordain whatsoever comes to pass. Yet so as thereby neither is God the author of sin.Nor is violence offered to the will of the creatures, nor is the liberty of contingency of second causes taken away, but rather established.
神自亘古按他自己旨意的至圣的计划，自由不变的决定一切要成的事。然据此，神绝非罪恶之源，亦不侵犯被造者的意志。并且被造者意志的自由性或偶然性不但未被剥夺，反而得以确立。
It is not the purpose of today's sermon to discuss at length about the sovereignty of God.
我们今天的正道呢，目的不是要长篇大论的来讨论神的主权。
So if you want to know about this topic, I'll be happy to talk to you later.
所以如果你想更深入的了解这个话题的话呢，我很高兴哈，会后跟大家进一步的来聊。
And this definition here, there are so many Bible verses to support this statement.
我们这里的这个定义呢，是有非常非常多的圣经的经文支持的。
Now, in speaking about God's sovereignty, there are a few things that we must keep in mind.
说到神的主权呢，有几点呢，我们需要记住。
We must remember that God's sovereignty cannot and must not be separated from His character.
我们必须记住哈，神的主权不能。也不应该跟他的本性来分开。
God is good, loving, and most wise.
神是良善、慈爱，是最有智慧的。
And God is never the author of sins.
神从来都不是罪恶的制造者。
The Bible revealed to us that God is sovereign.
圣经呢，启示我们神掌管万有。
His sovereignty is all-encompassing and all-pervasive.
他的主权呢，包罗万象，无处不在。
God is sovereign over events in this world.
神掌管世界上所有的事件。
From the massive event like earthquake and tsunami that killed 200,000 people,
从导致200,000人死亡的地震和海啸这样的大事。
To suffering in personal life, sickness, rebellious children, marital problem, and on and on.
到我们个人生命当中的苦难、疾病、叛逆的子女、婚姻的问题等等。
In everything, the Bible says God is sovereign.
圣经说，在所有的事件当中，神都在掌管。
So the issue, the questions of whether God is totally sovereign is very important one.
所以说神是否完全掌管一切这个问题非常非常的重要。
And we need to know what the Bible says about this.
我们需要知道圣经是怎么说的。
In this world, everyone goes through suffering.
在这个世界上，每一个人都要经历苦难，基督徒也不能幸免。
In fact, Paul tells us that all who want to live a godly life will suffer.
实际上呢，保罗告诉我们说，所有想虔诚度日的人都要受苦。
When we suffer, what we know about God's sovereignty will determine whether or not we have comfort or joy.
当我们受苦的时候，我们对神的主权的认识如何，将决定我们是否能够得到安慰和喜乐。
Now, in speaking about suffering, there is one kind of suffering which is harder to accept.
关于苦难呢，有一种呢是更难让我们接受的哈，就是我们的受苦呢是源自别人的错误。
To discuss this, I want to look into the life of Joseph.
要想说清楚这一点呢，我想请大家来看一看约瑟的生活。
Now I'm sure many of you are familiar with the life of Joseph.
我相信我们很多人都很熟悉约瑟的故事。
If you're not familiar, or if you're a new Christian,you're not familiar with the life of Joseph, or if you're a new Christian, you can read the book of Genesis from chapter 37 and onward.
如果你还不太熟悉约瑟的生平，或者是你是一位新的基督徒的话，请您回家之后从创世纪的37章读下去。
In that account, we read that Joseph suffered for many, many years.
在那里的记载当中呢，我们看到约瑟经历了很多很多年的苦难。
First, Joseph's brothers hated him and sold him to Egypt to be a slave.
一开始的时候呢，约瑟的哥哥们因为恨他，把他卖到了埃及做了奴隶。
Then Joseph ended up working as a slave in the household of Potiphar.
后来呢，约瑟就在波提乏的家里做了奴隶。
Now, for a while, when you read at this point,He was getting the favor of his master and was entrusted with the property of his master.
我们读到这一段的时候，我们看到说他的主人很喜欢他，所以就把整个家产呢交给他管理。
So at this point, when we read the Bible, we think that, well, maybe it's not too bad what is happening to Joseph.
那我们读到这儿的时候，我们可能会想约瑟的生活还不至于太糟糕哈。
Now, after this, because of Joseph's integrity, his desire to live a God-fearing life, he was thrown into the prison when he refused the sexual advancement of Potiphar's wife.
但是之后呢，因为约瑟的正直哈，因为他立志要过敬畏神的生活，因为他拒绝跟波提乏的妻子有染，所以他就被关进了监狱。
And here Joseph languished in prison.
所以约瑟呢，就在监狱里面受尽折磨。
And again, for a while, we thought that his predicament was going to change when Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh's baker and cupbearer.
后来呢，在约瑟给法老的厨师和酒正解梦之后呢，我们会以为他的困境会有所改变。
Joseph asked his cupbearer, "When you are free, to remember him before the king Pharaoh."
约瑟呢，请求酒正呢，说你被释放了之后，请你在法老的面前为我说情。
And lo and behold, Joseph was forgotten, and he continued to languish in prison.
可是你看呢，人家把他给忘了，所以约瑟呢就继续的在监狱里面受苦。
And after 2 more years in prison, Joseph was finally released.
终于在两年之后呢，约瑟被释放了。
Now at this point, Joseph was released in a grand way, and he became the prime minister, the second most powerful person in Egypt.
这一次呢，他的释放哈，不仅是有尊荣的释放，而且他还成了埃及一人之下、万人之上的宰相。
Now my question for you: What do you say? Who caused Joseph's suffering?
我想问大家一个问题哈，是谁导致了约瑟的苦难呢
？Who sold Joseph to Egypt?
是谁把约瑟卖到了埃及呢？
You will say, well, the obvious answer is his brothers.
当然我们都会说很显然呢是他的哥哥们呢。
After all, the brothers in their wickedness first wanted to kill Joseph and then ended up selling him to be a slave.
是啊是他的哥哥们太恶毒了起初的时候是想要杀他后来呢就把他卖到了埃及。
But I want to ask you another question. Are you sure about this, that the brother were responsible for this?
那我还想继续的问大家。 确定是这样的吗？是他的哥哥们是负全部的责任吗？
You will answer, of course, it is plainly spoken in the scriptures. All that you have to read is read this verse.
啊，你会说当然确定了，这个圣经的经文讲得非常非常的清楚啊。
Now turn with me to Psalm 105:16-22.
啊，现在请大家和我一起看诗篇105篇的16节往下。
Let's read together 16-19 here.
来，16-19节，请我们大家一起来读。他命饥荒降在那地上，将所依靠的粮食全行断绝，在他们以先打发一个人去。约瑟被卖为奴仆，人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链拘。耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。
In verse 17, when you read the whole verse, you see that it was Jehovah God who sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
我们看在这里十七节说得很清楚，是神在他们以前打发约瑟去。
Here it says, God sent Joseph to Egypt.
这里说的是神打发约瑟去了埃及。
So let me ask you this question one more time. Who is responsible that Joseph ended in Egypt?
所以我想再问大家一次，是谁把约瑟带到了埃及？
Joseph's brother did that or God did that?
是约瑟的哥哥们呢，还是神？
The answer is both.
答案是两者都是。
Because that is what the Bible says.
因为圣经就是这样说的。
This is what theologically known as divine concurrence.
所以这个呢，就在神学上被称作是神的协同运作。
Divine concurrence is defined this way.
神的协同运作的定义是这样的。
Divine concurrence is the reality that God and human being both act at the same time so that the Lord's plan is fulfilled and our choices are truly our own.
所以神的协同运作呢，指上帝和人类同时行动的事实，使上帝的计划得以实现，同时人的选择又确实是自发的。
God is in his complete sovereignty is able to do this.
主宰一切的神有能力这样做。
Now the terminology of divine concurrence is not in the Bible, but we see that a lot in the Bible if you read the Bible.
神的协同运作这个名词呢不在圣经当中，但是这个概念却在圣经当中多次的出现。
I give you another example.
再给大家一个例子。
You remember the story of Job?
大家都记得约伯的故事。
When Job lost all his possession,
当约伯失去了他所有的财产的时候，
In Job chapter 1 verse 15 it says that the Sabaean fell upon them and took them and struck down the servant with the edge of the sword and I, one of the servant, alone have escaped to tell.
约伯记一章十五节说，示巴人突然闯来把牲畜掳去并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我就是其中的一个仆人逃脱来报信给你。
So who did this?
所以是谁做的呢？
Here it says that it was the Sabaean in their wickedness robbed Job's cattle and killed Job's servants.
所以这里我们看到呢，是示巴人他们的邪恶哈，抢走了约伯的牲畜，杀了他的仆人。
But if you look at Job chapter 1 verse 12, we see how God gave permission to Satan to test Job.
但是如果我们在看约伯记一章十二节的时候，我们看到神呢如何许可撒旦去试探他的仆人约伯。
So one more question: Who did this to Job?
所以再问大家一次，是谁让这个事情发生在约伯的身上呢？
Sabaean did this in their wickedness, and God ordained it to happen in His sovereign plan for Job.
是邪恶的示巴人做的，但是同时呢，神命定这件事情发生，这是他对约伯主权的计划。
Listen to this.In God's infinite sovereignty, everyone and everything is God's servant.
所以请我们听清楚了，在神无限的主权下，所有的人，所有的事都是神的仆人。
Even the wicked people around you or the difficult person around you all our circumstances and everything else are serving God.
我们身边所有的恶人, 或者是身边难以相处的人, 我们所有的处境, 所有的一切都是在为神服务。
They're serving God's eternal plan.
他们在为神永恒的主权的计划服务。
Now, fast forward with me to the end of Genesis.
我们现在呢, 快进到创世纪的结尾。
At this time, Jacob, Joseph's brother, has died.
约瑟的父亲呢, 雅各去世了。
The brothers were now very afraid that Joseph would take revenge of the brothers for the wickedness that they have done to Joseph.
那约瑟的哥哥们就很害怕, 他们担心约瑟因为他们过去的恶行去报复他们。
So the brothers came to Joseph and asked for forgiveness.
所以哥哥们呢就来, 约瑟面前请求他的原谅。
And in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, this is what it says.
我们来看创世纪50章的20节。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。 从前你们的意思是要害我, 但神的意思原是好的, 要保全许多人的性命, 成就今日的光景。
Now pay close attention here what the verse says.
我们要特别的留意这些经文是怎么说的。
The brothers meant it for evil.
从前哥哥们的意思是要害的。
But God meant it for good.
但是神的意思是好的。
God meant it.
神的意思。
The original Hebrew word used here are exactly the same, kashab.
这个词呢,意思,意思。 在原文,在希伯来的原文中是一模一样的一个词。
The brother meant it for evil, and God meant it for good.
哥哥们的动机是恶的,而神的动机是好的。
Now notice here, God did not turn it for good.
我们要注意这个区别,神并没有把这件事变成好的。
No, God did not turn the evil of Joseph's brother for good.
没有的。 神没有把约瑟哥哥们的邪恶变成良善。
God could have easily done that. Yes, he could.
是的, 神当然可以, 哈, 神可以很容易的这样做的。
But it is clearly said here that God meant it. He meant it.
但是这里说得很清楚, 说到神的意思, 神的意思。
God meant it, and the brother also meant it.
神有他的目的, 约瑟的哥哥们呢, 也有他们的目的。
Here we see a picture of God is infinitely sovereign. He rules all things, He governs all things. Now we, in our small understanding of who God is, often think or say like this. God turns the evil for good.
神把恶的变成好的。
He certainly could do that, but the God of the Bible, the God whom we serve, the God who owns us, is infinitely greater than who we think He is.
神当然可以这样做, 但是圣经里的神, 我们所服侍的神, 这位拥有我们的神, 祂比我们想象的要大得太多。
The brothers meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
约瑟的哥哥们是恶意的,但神的意思原是好的。So
pay attention here. God does not play catch-up.
我们请注意,神在这里并没有做补救的工作。Do
you know what I meant by catch-up?
我们说的补救是什么意思呢?
Catch-up is like this.
补救就像是这样。God
did not know what the brothers were going to do.
神呢,本来不知道约瑟的哥哥们要做什么。
And only after things happened, then God tried to make it right.
只是呢, 在事情发生之后, 神才去努力去修正。
That is called playing catch-up.
所以这个就叫做补救。
The God of the Bible does not do that.
圣经里的神是不这样做的。
God is God.
神是神。
And God is actively work out His sovereignty.
祂是一位主动行使祂主权的神。
The term which is often forgotten is the term of providence of God.
有一个名词呢,我们常常的忘记哈, 就是神的护理。
God's providence is shown in the scripture.
神的护理这个概念出现在圣经当中。
He sustained the creation.
他维系万有。
In this Hebrew 1 and 3 and then Colossians 1:17 says that he all things hold together because of Christ.
在希伯来书的1章3节和哥罗西书的1章17节说，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
God in his providence work out his sovereignty with what we just heard, divine concurrence.
神是用他的供应护理，用我们刚才说的协同运作来实现他的主权。
It is beyond our comprehension, but it is true.
这个呢，超出我们所能理解的范畴，但是却是事实。
Lots of the things in the Bibles are beyond our comprehension.
在圣经当中呢，有很多的内容都超出我们所能理解的范围。
And as a Christian, we must not restrict or shape God with what we can understand.
但是作为基督徒，我们不能用我们所能理解的，我们小小的脑子所能够理解的来限制或者是重塑上帝。
Or else we are making God man's size instead of having God who is God's size.
否则的话，我们就是在造一个和人一样大小的神，而不是一个神那样的神。The
sovereignty of God is the greatest doctrine in the Bible that brings comfort and joy to the children of God when they go through suffering.
上帝的主权是圣经当中最伟大的教义，它给受苦的儿女带来安慰和喜乐。Personally,
I can tell you that any teaching which denies the sovereignty of God in our suffering,
就我个人来说呢，我蛮可以讲一些否认神在苦难当中的主宰这样的话。
That teaching that says God has nothing to do with your suffering,
比如说神跟你的苦难呢是毫无关系的。
That your suffering is from Satan and wicked men and somehow it has slipped through the will of God.
比如说呢，说你的苦难呢是撒旦和恶人造成的，他只是错过了神的旨意。
That kind of teaching brings very little comfort.
但是这样的教导呢，不能给我们带来安慰。
Little comfort because it is not based on God's word.
因为这样的话不是以神的话为根基的。
Take for example Romans 8:28. Let's read this verse together.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。How
can all things work for our good if God is not sovereign over the all things?
如果神不是统管万有的话，他怎么能够让万事互相效力呢？
The all things mentioned in this verse includes everything good and bad, including your suffering.
这些经文中所说的万事，包括好事和不好的事，包括你的苦难。If
God does not govern the universe, including the action of men and circumstances, then these promises can fail.
如果神没有掌管宇宙，如果神没有掌管人的行为和环境的话嘛，那这些经文的应许就会落空了。
And one more very important thing about Joseph.
另外一件关于约瑟很重要的事。
With Joseph, ultimately, because Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt, the descendant of Jacob was preserved.
由于约瑟呢，最终成为了埃及的宰相，所以雅各的后代呢，得以保存下来。
In verse that we just read just now, it says here, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
我们刚才读的经文当中说，是要保全许多人的性命。Without
the preservation of Jacob's descendant, they would not be the Jewish people.
如果约瑟的雅各的后代没有得到保全的话呢，就不会有以色列民。And
without the Jewish people 2,000 years ago, they would not be the fulfillment of the coming of Messiah.
如果没有2,000年前的以色列民呢，弥赛亚的到来就不能被实现。
The Messiah who was prophesied to come through the lineage of Jewish people.
预言中的弥赛亚呢，是出自犹太人的血统。So
the descendant of Jacob was preserved by Joseph being sold to Egypt.
所以呢，透过约瑟被卖到埃及，雅各的后代得以保存。And
because of that, the plan of salvation was accomplished for you and me today.
因为如此呢，今天对你和对我的救恩才能够得以实现。
Without God's sovereignty, we don't even have salvation.
如果没有神的主权，我们就没有神的救恩。
As Christians, God's children, we must believe that everything that comes our way comes by the hand of God.
作为基督徒，作为神的儿女，我们必须相信，我们所经历的一切都经历过神的手。
I often imagine God places a massive filter over our lives.
有的时候我会想象，神就像是在我们的生活当中放了一个巨大的过滤器。
And all the particles going through have to be of certain size.
所以有过滤过的呢，都必须符合一定的尺寸。
Otherwise, they will not come to us.
否则的话就不会临到我们。
Everything that comes into our life goes through this filter of God.
所有发生在我们生命当中的事，都经过了神的过滤。
Now, you may ask, how about the work of Satan?
那可能我们有人会问呢，那撒旦的工作呢？
Does Satan have power over Christians?
撒旦的力量是不是大过我们基督徒呢？
In the book of Job, we read that Satan has to ask permission from God before he can lay his hand on Job.
在约伯记中我们读到，在撒旦对约伯下手之前，他必须先征得神的同意。
Each time, Satan can only touch Job as the Lord gives him permission.
撒旦只能在神许可的范围之内 去对约伯下手。
In New Testament, in Luke 22, Jesus says this to Peter.
在新约圣经路加福音22章这里，主对西门说，
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might shift you like a wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
主对彼得说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。Satan
has to ask permission from the Lord Jesus before he could try Peter.
撒旦在试探彼得之前呢，必须先征得耶稣基督的许可。Now
I have chosen two pictures to remind us who Satan is.
我选了两幅图，来提醒我们撒旦是怎样的。
I've shown this in my previous sermon.
这个呢，我在之前的讲道当中呢，也给大家看过。The
first picture, unfortunately, is what some Christians think when they think about Satan.
第一幅图呢，很不幸，是很多基督徒对于撒旦的看法。That
Jesus and Satan are arm wrestling to see who is stronger.
我们看这幅图里面呢，基督和撒旦在掰手腕，看谁的力气大。And
the stronger one, the one who wins the wrestling, will do something to your life.
谁要是赢得了比赛呢，谁就在我们的生命当中采取行动。And
this is so unbiblical.
这个是不符合圣经的。This
is putting God, the Son of God, at equal power with Satan.
这幅图呢，让撒旦和神的儿子呢，拥有同等的能力。
You must remember that Satan and his demons are only fallen angels. They do not have equal power to God.
我们一定要记得，撒旦呢，还有他手下的乌鬼，不过是堕落的天使，他没有跟神同等的权利。Now
we know we must not take Satan lightly.
我们知道，我们千万不要小看，轻看撒旦。We
are foolish if we do that.
如果我们轻看的话呢，就太愚蠢了。
On our own, we are no match to the demonic power.
靠我们自己呢，我们是没有办法胜过撒旦的力量的。The
Bible warns us to be vigilant, not to be unaware of Satan's scheme, to pray and to ask God for protection.
圣经警告我们要保持警惕，要知道魔鬼的诡计，要祷告，要祈求上帝的保护。Satan
is a liar, the spirit which blinds the eyes of unbeliever, a roaring lion.
撒旦是说谎的，是叫那不信之人的眼睛瞎了的灵，他是咆哮的狮子。But
it would be totally unbiblical to think Satan the way this picture depicts.
但是如果说我们认为撒旦就像这幅图上的样子呢，就完全的不合圣经了。The
second picture is more biblical.
第二幅图呢，是更加符合圣经的。Satan
is like a ferocious dog on a leash.
撒旦呢，就像是一只被绳子牵着的恶狗。And
God is holding the leash.
神在牵着绳子。Satan
is powerless to do anything unless God gives permission.
除非神许可，否则撒旦什么也做不了。
When sorrow or disaster happens to someone we love, sometimes we say the stupid things or the wrong things.
当悲伤或者是灾难发生在我们关心的人的身上的时候，有时候我们会说很傻的话，会说错话。
We say something to want to help God out.
我们说话呢，我们想去帮神一把。
We have a good intention of wanting to protect God's reputation.
我们的意愿是好的，我们是想保护神的声誉。
And this is what we say when a disaster happened to our close friend.
所以呢，当灾难发生在我们所亲密的朋友身上的时候，我们可能会说，
When a sorrowful thing happens to another fellow believer, we say something like this.
当灾难发生在我们身边别的肢体的身上的时候呢，我们会这样说，
This is not God's will. Satan did it, or the wicked people did it. God has nothing to do with it.
我们会说，这不是神的旨意，这是撒旦做的，是坏人做的，跟神一点关系都没有。
Now, it is true that some suffering comes because of our sin, foolishness, rebellion, and because of the sin of others.
是的，有一些苦难呢，是因为我们自己的罪，我们的愚蠢悖逆，或者是由于别人的罪造成的。
But even in that, God is sovereign.
但即便如此，神仍然在掌权。
I want you to listen to this carefully. This is very important.
我想请大家特别的注意，这一点非常的重要。
Everything which happened to us, it can only happen because either God is actively causes it or God is passively allow it. In all things, God is totally sovereign.
每一件发生在我们身上的事情，它之所以会发生，是因为它要么是上帝主动的行动，要么是上帝被动的许可。在所有的事情上，神完全掌管。
Now I want all of us to think with me for a moment.
现在我想请大家跟我一起来想一想。
If God has nothing, I mean nothing to do with our suffering, you may then ask this, where was God?
如果神跟我们的苦难毫无关系的话，那我们可能会问，神在哪里？
We may ask, where was God when this or that happened? Where was God? Was God asleep? Was he not in charge?
我们会问说，当事情发生的时候，神在哪儿？他睡着了吗？还是说他不在掌管？
So brothers and sisters, the kind of answer that we heard just now, the answer with good intention, with the answer with the desire to protect God's reputation, does not help people who suffer.
所以弟兄姐妹们，那种回答，那种善意的回答，那种想要保护神的名誉的回答，是没有用的。
It is not biblical, and in fact, this kind of answer diminishes the glory of God.
这个呢，不但不合圣经呢，而且这样的回答实际上是在减少神的荣耀。
Now think with me. If God were not sovereign over the tragedy, how can that person have comfort?
那请跟我来想一想，如果神不掌管这个悲剧的发生，那人从哪里得到安慰？
If God had nothing to do with that suffering when it happened, now that the suffering had happened, what assurance do we have that now God is able to help us?
当苦难发生的时候，如果说神跟这个完全无关的话，那么苦难发生之后，我们怎么能够有确据和把握说现在神能帮助我们呢？
So we must have the real big picture of who God of the Bible is.
所以呢，我们必须要对圣经中的神有真实的了解。
The sovereignty of God is a massive doctrine.
神的主权呢，是个宏大的教义。
A huge subject that books have been written, and so he has been inadequate to explain this.
关于这个教义呢，有很多的书，但是仍然不能够完全的讲清楚。
So to the believers in Christ, the sovereignty of God of all doctrines is the most comforting and glorious doctrine.
对于基督徒来说，神主宰一切，这个教义是所有教义中最能安慰人，也最荣耀的教义。
Another example of God's sovereignty is found in Acts chapter 4.
关于神的主权呢，另外一个例子在《使徒行传》的第四章。
The early church was being persecuted by the authority at that time.
早期的教会呢，当时正在遭受当局的逼迫。
And Peter, in his prayer, prayed this way in verse 27, 28, which we should read together.
彼得呢, 在27到28节呢, 这样祷告说, 请我们大家一起来读这两节经文。 西律和本丢比拉多, 外邦人和以色列民, 果然在这城里聚集, 要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣, 成就你手和你意志所必定必有的事。
Do you see God's sovereignty in these verses?
在这两节经文当中, 我们有没有看到神的主权?
God is sovereign over the action, over the choices, over the sin of man.
神呢, 掌管人的行为, 人的选择, 人的罪。
What Herod, Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel did to Jesus, the actions were their choices and they were of their wickedness, of their sins.
所以本丢比拉多、西律、外邦人和以色列民，他们所做的是他们自己选择要做的，是出于他们的邪恶、他们的罪。All
their sins and choices and actions, all they choose to do, only accomplishes what God has predestined to take place.
而他们所有的罪、他们的选择、他们实际的行动，都不过是成就了神的手和他意志所预定必有的事。
God predestined the death of his son.
神预定了他儿子的受死。
And all the men did in their wickedness only accomplished God's predetermined plan.
人出于邪恶所做的，却成就了神预定的计划。
When you see that, you just say, God is infinitely sovereign.
当我们看到这些的时候，我们真的要说，神真的是有无限的主权。
God's sovereignty brought about his plan of salvation.
神的主权他带来了他的救恩。
Not one, not a single person, no circumstances, nor single molecule can thwart God's will.
没有任何的事物，没有一个人，没有一个环境，没有一个分子可以阻挠神的旨意。
Abraham Kuyper, former Prime Minister of Netherlands, a strong Christian, said this.
这个荷兰的前首相亚伯拉罕库伊伯，他是一位虔诚的基督徒，他这样说。
There is not a square inch in the whole domain of human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign one, does not cry, Mine!
在人类生存的整个领域中，在每一寸土地上，主宰一切的基督都在呼喊，这是我的。
Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 10 this way.
我们的主耶稣在马太福音第10章这样说,
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, and even the hairs of your head are all numbered.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗? 若是你们的父不许一个也不能掉在地上, 就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
This is the Lord Jesus' way of telling us all-encompassing sovereignty of God.
耶稣用这样的方式告诉我们这无所不包的上帝主权。
Two sparrows on a branch in a faraway forest somewhere, and one drops dead.
在遥远的森林里，树枝上有两只麻雀，有一只掉下来死了。
Your Father is in control of that.
我们的天父在掌管。
Jesus is giving us an example that even in the most insignificant things, like two cheap sparrows in the forest somewhere in the remote islands,
耶稣给我们举这个例子，即使在最不重要的事情上，比如在最遥远的森林里面，有两只不值钱的麻雀。
Even in that most insignificant thing, God is in charge.
即使在这样最不重要的事情上，神也在掌管。
He is sovereignly in control.
他是最高的统治者。
So what happened is happening in your lives.
那么在你的生活当中发生了什么呢?
We all have struggles with different things.
我们都有不同的困扰。
Are you terrified by the what ifs?
你是否会害怕某些如果这件事发生吗?
What if this happened? What if I lose my health? What if I lose my loved one? What if I fail my university? What if I cannot find a job?
如果发生这样的事情怎么办？如果我失去健康怎么办？如果我失去我所爱的人怎么办？如果我大学考试不及格怎么办？如果我找不到工作怎么办？
Are you suffering because what others have done to you?
又或者你正在经历发生在你身上的苦难是因为别人的错误造成的？
Or are you suffering from things which happen to you like illness, disappointment, trials of any sort?
又或者你正在经受疾病、失望、各种各样的考验。
The doctrine of God's total sovereignty is a strong rock to stand on.
上帝的绝对主权这个教义是一块能够让你站立的磐石。
Whatever happened, God is sovereignly in charge.
无论发生什么事情，上帝是最高的主宰。
God does not slumber.
神不睡觉。
He is in charge of every millisecond of your life and of my life.
他掌管着你我生命当中的每一秒。
After the Lord says about the two sparrows, he then says the following verse in 10:31.
在主耶稣讲了神掌管那两只麻雀之后，他继续在十章三十一节这样说：
Fear not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows.
所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
Therefore, do not fear.
所以不要惧怕。
What a comfort, what an assurance for his children.
对于神的儿女，这是何等的安慰，何等的。
The sovereign of all guarantees that.
这位主宰万有的主保证。
For God's children, those who are called according to His will, those who love Him, all things work together for good.
对于他的孩子，对于那些按他的旨意被招的人，对于那些爱他的人，所有的一切都是为了他的益处。
This is a massive promise for all of us who belong to Christ.
这对于我们所有这些属于基督的人来说，是一个极大的应许。Now,
this is not a promise for everyone. This is only a promise for those who are in the Lord.
注意，这个应许不是给所有的人的，而是单单应许给那些属于主的人。So,
whatever your suffering is,
所以不管你的痛苦是什么。
It may be health, it may be your job situation, your marriage, children, relationship. Someone falsely attacking you, so on and so on.
不管是你的健康、你的工作、你的婚姻、孩子关系，或者是别人恶意的攻击，
God is infinitely sovereign.
上帝都在无限的掌权。
God is for your betterment, Romans 8:31.
在罗马书8章31节说， 神掌管，让一切都对我们有益处。
We can stand in all situations because God is for us.
我们可以在任何的环境当中站立得住，因为神是站在我们这一边的。Nothing
can separate us from the love of Christ.
没有什么能让我们与基督的爱隔绝。God's
sovereignty guarantees our ultimate and perfect joy and happiness because He is our Father, the sovereign one who is for us.
神的主权保证了我们最终的和完全的喜乐和幸福，因为他是我们的父亲，至高无上的神是属于我们的。Let
us pray.
我们来祷告。Help
us, O Father, to have a proper view of who you are so we can live this Christian life with joy and hope.
哦，天父啊，求你帮助我们正确地认识你是谁， 好叫我们能充满喜乐和盼望过基督徒的生活。Because
you are our Father who loves us.
因为你是爱我们的父亲。In
the precious name of your Son, we pray.
奉你儿子宝贵的名求。
Amen.